Hello, my name is Jonathan Soldera, and I'm the corresponding author for the paper. Acute on chronic liver failure is independently associated with higher mortality for cirrhotic patients with acute esophageal varicose hemorrhage, retrospective cohort study. So, acute esophageal varicose hemorrhage is a common complication of cirrhosis and might precipitate multi-organ failure, causing acute on chronic liver failure. The purpose of this study is to analyze the presence and grading of ACLF as defined by per Islowcliff criteria is able to predict mortality in cirrhotic patients presenting acute esophageal varicose hemorrhage. This is a retrospective cohort study executed in Hospital Geral de Caxias do Sul, which gathered data from medical records from 2010 to 2016, which were obtained by searching the hospital electronic database for patients who received terlipressin. Medical records were then reviewed in order to determine the diagnosis of cirrhosis and esophageal hemorrhage, including 97 patients in the final analysis. Kaplan-Meier survival analysis was used for an univariate analysis and a stepwise approach to the Cox regression for multivariate analysis. All-cause mortality for esophageal hemorrhage patients was 36%, 40.2%, and 49.4% for 30, 90, and 365-day respectively. The prevalence of ACLF was 41.3%. Of this, 35% had grade 1, 50% grade 2, and 15% grade 3. In the multivariate analysis, the known use of non-selective beta blockers, presence and higher grading of ACLF, and a higher MELD score were independently associated with higher mortality for 30 days, with the addition of higher Child Pugh scores for the 9-day period. In conclusion, the presence and grading of ACLF according to the Islowcliff criteria were independently associated with higher 30 and 9-day mortality in cirrhotic patients admitted due to acute esophageal varicose hemorrhage. Thank you.